Hey, everybody, this is Joe DeRosa, the man you hear featured on Robert Kelly's podcast, You Know What, Dude? Only here at gloryholeradio.com, and a special thanks to all you that bought my new CD. It's number 6, baby, and that's because of you, kid. Keep smiling. Wink, wink. How was that?
You fucking idiot. Was that your phone?
Yeah, my alarm went off. You know what?
Hey, what's up? It's Joe DeRosa and Robert Kelly, or Robert Kelly and Joe DeRosa, whichever you prefer. We're here doing a test podcast. Joe is not here with me. He is on the road on Skype, I believe, Joe.
Oh, that's right, Bob. I'm on Skype. It won't let me camera into you, though.
We don't want to do that, Joe. We don't want to look at each other because that will fuck up the connection. We just want to talk, Joe.
Oh, we just do it like this? Against the phone?
It's just audio.
All right. It's just audio.
Audio, Joe. Just audio, Joe.
Should rename the podcast that.
What?
Just audio.
Just audio?
Yeah.
Should we?
Well, not literally, Bob. I was joking, but...
Well, guess who's... Now, I just want to say this, Joe. Is that we know who's the breather on the fucking podcast. We've gotten a lot of complaints about breathing, and I've gotten shit about it. And I was like, oh, Jesus, you know? Is it me? What the fuck? And, you know, and then I started listening to the podcast, and I thought it was you, but then it was a little hard to tell. But now... I've quit smoking, so we know it's you.
What does you quitting smoking have to do with it?
Because I don't breathe fucked up.
Really? Really? After a week? After a week, you think your breathing went back to normal already?
Joe, you know, you got to watch your levels on this, Joe.
I can't hear myself.
Down, Joe.
I can't hear myself because it's on Skype. It won't let me hear me. You know what I mean?
Right. No, I got you. I'm hearing you. Settle down. For your heart and for, you know, I just don't want you yelling at me. Okay?
That fucking, you motherfucker.
What?
You've been off cigarettes for a week.
2 weeks, you fucking cunt. And don't ever talk down about this. This is one of the greatest things since quitting drugs and fucking alcohol when I was 15. This was hard as a motherfucker. I just walked by fucking 19 pizza stores and I went in 8 of them. Now, not only can I not smoke, Joe, but my wife's got me on a fucking diet. I had fucking egg whites this morning with low-fat cheese, peaches, and fucking blueberries. And I can't have a fucking piece of pizza. I'm having a salad, a light lunch, Joe. And I can't smoke. You fucking terrible cunt, shit fuck cunt, fat fucking thin douche fuck cunt on the road smoking butts by yourself, getting your dick sucked, eating shit food, staying up all night, sleeping late, taking fucking nap clock sucking. You fucking cunt.
You done?
I'm done.
You done? I don't like your long. Just because it was long doesn't mean it was insightful, first of all. You just kept going. And the only reason I was taking a nap was because I'm trying to write this goddamn fucking scene
for
again.
The Anonymous Project.
Yeah, well, you're not playing this for anything, are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing? This is the test. This isn't a podcast.
Yeah, you know what, Joe? You got to fucking sneak him in with you, Joe. This isn't
fucking
a test.
Cunt.
This is the podcast. Well, you might as well get one in. What the fuck? We're sitting here yapping for 10 minutes already.
I would have set it up outside where I could smoke because I can't, you know, that's it. That's the end of it, right?
So you can't smoke, right? Good. Good.
Not
you
my
can't
buddy's
smoke.
House.
Good.
Not my buddy's house.
Good. Then you're fucking, you can't smoke just like me, Joe. So it's a non-smoking podcast.
You know what I bet I can't do when I come to your house?
What?
smoke?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that, Joe. I think you'll be able to smoke at my... I think I'll be able to let you smoke at my house, but here's...
Really?
Hang on now. I said I think. We haven't gotten to... It's been 2 weeks. So,
right.
You know, I'm still a little fucking edgy. As you
yeah.
As you can...
I can tell. Fair enough. Fair enough. It's, you know, it sucks. You quit smoking. I get it. It sucks.
All right, so I've gotten a lot better, but I still have the burning discerner to fucking to smoke every once in a while. This is what happens when you quit smoking, Joe. And you probably know. I'm not saying that you don't know, but I'm saying for the people that don't know, you quit. It's fucking awful, but you find out when you get stressed out, and you also find out when you smoke cigarettes. When you know, I smoke after I shower. That's like my one of my favorite cigarettes. After I shower and shave and shit, I light up a butt. You know, everybody knows in the morning or after a meal, but I also smoke after, like I did a hike the other when I was on vacation. I wanted a cigarette as soon as I got back. Mm-hmm. I wanted to hang on. My fucking wife is my wife is standing there just waiting for a break in the conversation to say something to me right now. So hang on 1 second, Joe.
Okay.
My wife has something fucking that can't wait. What is
okay.
it, Dawn?
I have absolutely nothing to say. I was just staring at you to make you feel awkward.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Get the fuck away from me. What a weirdo. Who does that? How would you do that, Joe?
I like it. I like Dawn. I like that Dawn gets more and more antagonistic of you with every day. It really makes me laugh.
I fucking hate it.
Puts a nice smile on my face.
Oh, fuck yourself. Anyways, you find out when you want these cigarettes. And I found out two of the times that I want cigarettes, one was really bad and really put me back for the last couple of weeks was writing, Joe.
Yes.
I would sit down to write and I would have, oh my God, compulsion and desire and fucking heroin fiending to have cigarettes. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't write. My brain stopped. I got aggravated. I flip out. I get mad. I get depressed. I get fucked up. It was so fucked up. And yesterday, actually, 2 days ago was the first time I was able to sit down and, you know, sit and write for a while. But I had a bag of lollipops, those dum-dums.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, those kind of got me through it. But I couldn't write, dude. I when I write, I chain smoke. I don't know about you, but I fucking chain smoke.
Yeah, I smoke a lot when I write, which has made it harder to write here with this stuff that I'm trying to work on for us because I can't smoke in the house. And, you know, I don't know. Like, they have a nice porch, but it's hard to sit outside and write. I get too distracted by everything.
Wait, what, they have a porch, like outside porch, covered, or just...
Yeah, it's like a screened-in porch in the back.
Oh, right.
But it's nice. It's really nice. It's just I have a hard time writing outside. I get too distracted. They're like, you hear cars and like there's dogs barking and shit. I just can't.
Right.
I need to sit in like a hole, like a dark hole, and write. I have to write the way Carrie writes in Sex and the City, just you know, in front of a window.
If there was a god. Right now, the roof would collapse and cut off, not kill you, but cut off one hand.
No, God wouldn't do that.
Yeah, my God would. Not your Egyptian God, but my Catholic God would.
You fucking, you fucking sober cocksuckers are all the same.
What the fuck is that? The fuck? How can you even say that with a straight face?
I can't because you guys all invent your own God. Well, my God does this. This is my definition of God. Go fuck yourself. You can't make up your own God. It's either you go to church or you don't, and you don't.
Listen, you dude, don't listen. First of all, that's not true, dude. First of all, God can be whatever you want it to be. All right? You don't believe in God, so go fuck yourself at all. So my words shouldn't have any effect on you. Okay?
They don't.
Yeah, because you're a fucking atheist. And you're not atheist because you want to be atheist. You don't believe in God. You're atheist because the crew of comics that you want to hang out with for the last fucking few years are atheist, and that's your way in. You'll be a I guarantee you, if you hook up with fucking somebody more famous, somebody big, if Tom Cruise took a liking to you, you'd be a Scientologist holding two tin cans getting audited every fucking Saturday.
Yeah. If Daniel Tosh brought me on the road with him, I'd be standing in a circle holding hands praying before the shows.
That's funny.
If I had to.
I gave you Tom Cruise and you brought it back to reality. Daniel Tosh. That's all it would take is Daniel Tosh to fucking have you change gods.
That's as far as I need to go is Daniel Tosh. Lower. I'd go lower than Daniel Tosh.
Who?
Even.
Who?
Who?
Yeah. No, you can't name names.
Because now you're
insulting
somebody
people.
that hosts a show on like G4.
Right.
They could make me convert, something like that. You know.
Just a side note. UFC was going to buy G4, and I was so happy because it would have been all UFC, all MMA. God bless you, all MMA, all the. You know, I'm doing a podcast. Can you hold your sneezes?
Tell Dawn I said bless you.
I already said it. Joe said bless you.
Without the God.
Yeah, without she. Yeah, both of you don't believe in God. He said without the God. That's funny.
So it's going to be UFC all day?
MMA all day. I would have loved it. Those geeks would have got the fucking hot boot.
Yeah, you like G4. It's all video games and
I
shit.
I like G4,
like
but this is what I hate. This is what bugs me, is they always got to get the hot fucking chick, smoking hot girl who loves video games and all the movies, and fuck you. That's like one in a million. Get the fat chick on the couch. Get the with a Batman t-shirt on. Get her on the fucking show. I'd rather listen to her. She's totally going to be 100% more funny and more real. And it's fucking hot chick. Oh, yeah. Hey, how you doing? This is Kara. Fuck off. They do that with MMA, too. They always get a hot chick who's into MMA. Just get the chick that looks like the fucking dude, a fucking guy, and have her do the interviews. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Nerds are so dumb. They do that with video. It makes me angry that they do that in video games too, where like the main character is like a chick in like panties running around with machine guns. It's like, just make it a fucking chick.
I was having a conversation with this about Don. All women who are famous, okay? And I want you women out there who are in acting, listening to this, whoever listens to this, you're an actress and you're fucking smoking hot. You're smoking hot. Perfect. You're not gonna make it. You're never going to be hugely successful in the business. You might be successful. You might make some money, but you'll never be Sandra Bullock or any of those broads. Because anybody who's really famous, any woman that's really famous is not pretty. Not pretty. Unconventionally,
no, that's not true. Angelina Jolie is pretty.
No, she's not. Unconventionally good looking. Her ass is probably one of the top 10 worst asses in the fucking world. They never show Angelina Jolie's ass in any movie. You'll never see her from the waist down. You'll never see her in a bikini. Why? Because her fucking bottom half of her body is fucking gross.
No, they showed her ass in Tomb Raider. It looked great.
No, it didn't. It was all fucking smoke and mirrors. Look at her ass in fucking Hacker. That's where you'll see her fucking weird ass. Trust me, dude.
All right.
Angelina Jolie is, look, but that doesn't make her not hot or sexy. Angelina G's sexy. Sandra Bullock's sexy.
Emmy Award.
Edith has acted up, and I love it.
God, shut up! Shut up! Just make a light lunch, would you? I don't even know what you're saying. There was. She's an Emmy Award-winning actress.
No, she's not. I'm saying.
Who isn't?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
She won an Emmy.
She won an Oscar.
For what?
For a fucking movie. I don't know for what. girl interrupted or some shit. Why?
Because the most famous, like, award-winning actresses yeah,
are ugly,
are not
pretty.
Right.
Yeah, but Angelina Jolie is not. She's sexy, unconventionally. That's what my point, Dawn. If you listen to what I was fucking, put the fucking knife down. Don't flip around with a knife like that. Cut your goddamn cucumbers and stay out of the podcast. For the love of God! I blame you, Joe.
Why?
You opened this fucking Pandora's box.
What did I do?
Because you're the one who fucking turns around because you like Sex in the City and you bond with my wife more than you bond with me.
Yeah, because your wife is a good person. She's got good feelings in her, emotions in her.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? She, yeah. You're just a husk.
Okay, and what the fuck are you?
Look, I'm not saying I'm any better. I'm just saying why I relate to your wife.
All right, anyways. So I'm telling you that these broads, all these women, are fucking ugly. They're not ugly, but they're not gorgeous. They're not smoking hot. Name any talented actress that's at the top of the game. Name them. Name one that's just, I'm talking smoking hot, penthouse, Playboy, hot.
Yeah, hold on. Look, you make a good point. I'm not arguing with it.
Right.
I'm just trying to think. There's got to be an exception to the rule. Let me just think for a second.
Nope.
What's her face?
Nope.
And she dropped out because she wanted to be a mom. But the what's her face? The fucking the Greek Mexican that married Michael Douglas. What's her name?
Oh, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Okay, smoking hot back in the day, right? But if you look close at Catherine Zeta-Jones, she's not fucking perfect. She's not smoking hot like a penthouse pet, porno, penthouse, Playboy, you know, that fucking, you know, model hot. Okay, she's small for number one. And even when she did that movie with fucking Sean Connery, she was in shape. But look at her now. She's never been really, oh my God, like, wow. Look, I'd say...
No, she was, dude, she was on, like, when she was big, she was on lists where it was, like, right, the hottest
Halle
woman
Berry.
In the world.
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Don brought up one, a good point. Black. Disqualified.
What are you talking about?
She's black.
Why is she disqualified for that?
Because she's black, okay, but she's also got a white mom. She's white black, okay? If you look at all the black actresses... They're the same thing. They're all unconventionally good-looking women. Okay, Halle Berry's a fucking phenomenon. Okay, she's out. She's gone. She's out.
You just did the Barack Obama argument for Halle Berry.
All right. Here we go. I'll give you Halle Berry. One. Okay, there you go. Take her. There's one.
All right.
Now name all the other actresses.
No, I'm saying your theory, I believe, is correct. I'm just trying to think of the exceptions. I'm trying to have fun in thinking of the exceptions.
Okay, all right. Well, then here, this is what I'm saying to all the women out there. Are you speaking into the microphone, by the way, Joe?
I am. I'm right in front of it.
Okay. Right, that was good. Whatever you just did then was good.
I leaned forward for a second because my lungs hurt.
Why do your lungs hurt?
Probably because I smoked 18 American Spirits in the last fucking day and a half.
Why are you smoking American Spirits, bro?
Because I ran out of cigarettes the other night, and my friend's wife had a pack of these, and she gave them to me.
Jesus, man. You got to fucking... Wow. I'm not going to become one of those guys, bro, but...
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
But I'm not... Here's the deal, is that we're going back to the beginning when you said, in a week, really? In a week? Dude, the day you... Okay, this is how fucked up smoking is. I would wake up with coughing fits all the time. Coughing so hard that I would pass out. Okay, almost pass out. My lips would go numb. I would throw up phlegm. Because of smoking.
Right.
All the fucking time. I hadn't slept through the night in years. Okay?
Right.
I woke up two Tuesdays ago, quit smoking. Okay? I had a coughing fit. I'm like, I'm done. I've slept through the night every night since then. Haven't woke up once coughing.
Right.
That's how fast your body starts to recover from smoking.
All right.
Okay. Breathing, smelling, I mean, immediately comes back. I walk out in front of my house and I can smell, finally smell the dog piss and dog shit all over New York City.
I will tell you this, dude. I've been congested without smell ability for fucking months, man. And I know it's from smoking. I gotta stop, man.
Yeah. You do. You gotta stop, man.
I'm also getting these like black and white spots on my gums.
Really?
No, I'm joking. Oh. Jesus Christ. Come on, man. I hope not. Oh, my God. I wouldn't even be on this fucking podcast right now. I'd be fucking running out into traffic. Oh, that's all I would need to see.
Nah, dude, you'd be great to be on the podcast. You know how much money we could raise for the podcast?
From cancer?
From fucking cancer. We have Joe. Is he going to make it?
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Your donations may help Joe.
Yeah, well, I'm going to quit soon enough.
You are.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I'm on the road right now, and I'm driving. It's all one-nighters, so it's like I'm driving, like, on these days, like, anywhere from 4 to 6 hours a day. It's really tough right now to not smoke, you know?
Well, yeah, driving, dude, being on the road, being in a car, and doing what the fuck you're doing, I would not. I picked a fucking terrible week to quit smoking, brother. I picked right. A hurricane week, and, you know, we were going away.
Right.
It was I had a lot of shit going on, a lot of stressful shit happening, and I just, but I look, I, you know, when you're, I always say this, people say, how did you quit drinking and using drugs so young, blah, 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 blah. When you're done, you're done. You're just done, and I was fucking done.
Right.
I was just done with it all. So,
well, you hit a bottom with smoking, dude. I mean, I'm not saying I'm in any better, you know, lung health than you are, because I don't know, you know, but like you hit a bottom. I've never had that, dude. I don't wake up coughing. I don't get any of that. I don't hack up phlegm. If I do, it's not brown or anything. Like, so there's still that part of me that's like, well, I guess I'm not smoking too much. Which is a bad way to look at it, but, you know, it's like, I think you have to hit that wall you hit where you're fucked up from it, man. I mean, you cough until your lips are going numb. That's like with drinking, you know, you got to hit a bottom before you can. Isn't that weird that they tell you that they go, you got to hit a bottom first? It's like they encourage you. If you think you're an alcoholic, just drink until something really bad happens. Isn't that weird, though?
Yeah, it's fucking weird, man.
But it is the only way you can quit.
I say that in my act. The only way people change is through pain, through fucking awful pain.
Right.
It's the only way people change. It's the only way you. I mean, there's the occasional. I was thinking about writing a joke about this. I've always tried to work it out on stage, but it just comes out fucked up. But how I just hate those people who have no self-esteem problems. Who don't have issues, who can smoke a cigarette now and again, and, you know, they eat what they want, and they work out, and they take care of themselves, and they make the right choices, and they right. have a retirement fund, and they own a place, and everything just seems so fucking brilliant, you know. And then you talk to them, and they don't understand your dilemmas in life, you know. It's like, yeah, dude, I'm trying to eat, and yeah, really, why you can't just. You just don't eat bad. I mean, you can eat bad once in a while. Is that fucking really it? Is that how you do it? You just once in a while? Oh, right. Really? Go fuck yourself. You know, right. You talk to these people, and their lives are just fucking magical. Magical.
Yeah.
And it makes me sick, man. It fucking makes me sick to my stomach.
Sorry, go ahead.
I just don't know what to do, man. I really don't know what the fuck to do with these people. You know?
A lot of them aren't magical, though. A lot of them are like, you know, a lot of them are that, like, life at the end of Goodfellas. when he's standing in front of the house. I got to live the rest of my life like a schnook. Like, a lot of them are those people. So that's the trade-off. You go, hey, they didn't. Yeah, they live a perfectly, you know, symmetrical and organized life, but they didn't take any chances. They don't live, you know. I mean, this dude. I'll tell you this. I'll tell you that you can relate to this as a fucking comic and a guy that's done a lot of fucking shit in his life, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than when you're sitting around with a bunch of real dudes and they're telling stories and you feel like, I don't have a story. I don't have a fucking, I fucked up this one time real bad and thought I was going to die story.
All right.
You need those stories, dude. I mean, you don't need them, but, you know, that's who we are. So you trade that. You go, I don't have a retirement fund, but goddamn, I did a few things, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing is, I just don't like them. I just don't. I hate the fact that today, you know, the last 2 weeks quitting smoking, it just affects my life. And I've been doing this my whole life. I've been struggling, clawing, fucking my way to become a normal, good, regular human being. To just be happy more than being fucked up. And even coming home today, you know, I went to B&H to kind of get some stuff for the podcast to be able to, you know, keep this up while you're on the fucking road or on rainy nights. If you don't feel like walking over here, we can just do this.
Thank you for putting it 100% on me. I appreciate that.
Well, what?
How about when you go on your sixth fucking fly fishing trip for this year? Throw that in there. Throw that into when we might need this stuff.
First of all, my fly fishing trips never interrupt this podcast. Okay?
They interrupt everything. I don't talk to you for 4 days. When you go away, it's like, hey, dude, I'm going to be gone. When I go away, it's like, can you bring this mic and we can try to do this while you're doing your thing where you are? You go away, I don't fucking hear from you for 5 days, you motherfucker.
Well, listen, hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I didn't hear anything you just said. Listen, the thing is, I think the mics went out. Well, anyways, what was I saying? Now you got me all fucking pissed.
You were saying you went, you said even at B&H today, you were going to say how that related to your.
Yeah, I'm walking home from this fucking thing. I just bought, you know, a new mixer, you know, stuff that I never thought I'd buy. But now that we have the option of going live and we have the option of having people call in, I wanted to be able to, get this mixer so we can do all this stuff flawlessly without a fucking problem, right?
Right.
Needless to say, I found another way to kind of do this, which is, I could plug it. I like what we're doing right now. This podcast was actually a test. So we could do this whole podcast and it might not work. Right now it's working though. Everything's working. So I bought one cord for $5, plugged it into my computer, into the Zoom, and we're doing a podcast over Skype right now.
Right.
So technically I don't need the mixer. But we'll see what happens. But I'm walking home from the fucking thing, B&H, and I just was fucking. I'm walking by pizza place after in restaurant in New York City. There's a new restaurant and then this place, and I look in, and there's a bunch of fucking hipsters in a cool sandwich joint. And then there's another pizza place, and another pizza, and then a shit little dive hole pizza place, and then the pizza place that I love going to on 40th, right near the Port Authority and 9th, and all this shit. And I went into the ATM. I got $100 out, and I was like, I can buy as much pizza as I want. And I'm going, and I, that, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
And nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to know if I sit down and eat a whole pizza right now. Nobody's got, my wife would figure it out because she's fucking Columbo of fatzos. She fucking knows when I have anything. She'll fucking smell it on my fucking tooth. What did you just eat? Nothing, really? I ate a fucking Twix around 3 hours ago and somehow this twat finds a fucking piece of caramel stuck under my fingernail. Fucking. She fucking found a receipt one day. A receipt.
For what?
In the garbage.
For what?
Pizza. She was, you had pizza? No, I didn't. Really? And she whips out a dirty receipt. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Who does that?
That's funny, man.
But I made it all the way home, Joe, without eating a piece of pizza. And, you know, look, I'm still getting fat and fat fucking fat. Everybody calls you fat. And look, I joke about being fat. And all the Twitter and all the fat and, you know, but it does affect you, man. Look, I'm a comic and I joke around and I take the hit from you guys and all that. But it fucking hurts when it's, you know, a daily, all the fucking time thing.
Right.
And it is. And I get it. I get it. It's like, look, nobody's really trying to fucking, you know, make me commit suicide. Well, probably a couple people on Twitter are. But.
Right.
You know, it's like, fuck. And now you're trying to lose weight and you're sitting there like, fuck pizza. I'm not going to get. But then, you're still a fat fuck and people are still calling you a fat fuck. Why the fuck bother? Why bother doing any of this? Why?
Because you do it for yourself.
Well, I'm glad I'm fucking me and me passionately telling you why. Do I fucking bother? And you're like, anyways, you do it for yourself, kid. Fuck. You, Josephine. Oh, my God.
I was listening. I stood up to sneak the yawn out because I didn't want you to hear it. I wasn't yawning at you. I had to get up at 7 today, dude. I'm on like 4 hours sleep. I'm dying right now. I'm sorry.
All right.
I hear you, bro. You do it for yourself. You don't do it for other people.
Right.
If you're, and it's easier said than done, obviously, but if you're happy with yourself, you won't give a fuck if somebody says you're fat or if you look good. You're just like, thank you. That's it. You know, it is what it is. It doesn't define you. You may take a compliment and it may give you a little boost, or you may take an insult and you might go, I wish they didn't have to say that. That's unfortunate. But that's as far as it goes, dude. You're not going to let your self-image and self-esteem, be defined by that. So you're doing it for yourself.
Yeah, I hear you. I totally fucking hear you. But it's just at some point you look at these guys who are just so in shape. You know, I'm watching these TV shows and everybody is in shape. Even the fat people are in shape.
Yeah.
They're like thin fat people.
Yeah.
And it's fucking amazing. You know, I'm on the show, The 2-2, and it's a fucking cool show. Everybody in it's fucking great. But, you know, I'm telling you, I put on some pounds since I quit smoking, Joe. The 2 weeks that we were away, or the hurricane, and then we went away again to kind of detox and be away from the city. You know, my wife quit smoking, too. When she was so mad at me too, when I woke up and I'm like, I'm done, I quit. She was like, you're a fucking asshole. Cause she has to quit.
Right.
But it's, you know, I put on some weight, dude. I really put on some weight in the last couple of weeks. I mean, I could feel it finally, you know, where I couldn't bend down. I put on my waders to go fly fishing, Joe. Mm-hmm. I couldn't bend down because it was so tight.
Jesus.
Yeah, fucking Jesus is right. My God, Jesus.
Yeah.
And
right, yeah.
So, you know, I get it. I'm going to lose weight a couple weeks, a month. But that's the thing. It's like 2 months down the road, you'll be like, oh, dude, you look great. You're losing weight. But I won't be there. I'll never get to where I see these other people. Because food is my fucking drug. Food makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I have to learn how to be miserable and sad and sacrifice. I have to learn how to live with pain. And I I've fought that my whole life.
Well, dude, look, you don't have to learn to live with pain with this, dude. You just got to redefine. Got to redefine your palate. That's all.
No, dude. You have to redefine your palate. I get what you're saying. That takes a couple of years to actually change the salt and your nutrition and what you your what you eat and what you like. I get that. But no, dude, it goes deeper than that. Look, dude, that's like you quitting alcohol, smoking, quit alcohol, quit smoking, and quit eating shitty.
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous. Why would I? No, I hear you, dude, but I got to tell you, man,
if I had a gun right now, I would kill myself just so you could live with that. Seriously, so you could live with that.
It's just, you're just spiteful. Even in suicide, you're spiteful. That's hilarious that you would only do it to spite me. But I'll tell you something, man. Look, you're in a place. You're in a place that I'm not at. You're in a place that I want to get to, because I always say to myself, "Well, goddamn, if I settled down with the right girl and I loved her, and I could hang out with her, I wouldn't really. I don't think I'd really go out drinking. I mean, I might go out one night a week, but I wouldn't really want to. The only reason I go out and do that is because I got nothing to fucking do.
Yeah, but you know what would happen to you, dude? If you'd get fat. If you got the girl, if you got a chick, like, you need to get fat. Having a girl makes you get fat. It's just, and I've been my fattest because I'm happy. And when you get happy with a girl, when you have a girl that you love or whatever, a lot of things is, you know, what do you want to eat? What do you want to eat? Let's go and eat. You know, I mean, what are you going to do? Go to a fucking museum every day or fucking, you know, watercolor? I mean, we get into spurts like that and it's really cool. I remember some of the coolest times I've had with my wife is, you know, I remember... We were both in shape at one point, working out every day, and we went to my uncle's house, and we woke up and ran. We ran like 2 miles and then worked out on the beach and then went swimming, and it was like, what the fuck, man? That was the shit.
Right.
I remember how good we looked and felt, and we went to Aruba, and we were the shit, and we felt great, and, you know, it was just awesome. And then, you know, now, I look at my poor wife over on the couch right now. Eating a salad, you know.
Oh,
she could be eating a fucking plate of dog shit with the face she has on right now, like trying to get it down and swallow just lettuce.
Oh, boy.
No, but, you know, it's look, I'm lucky, too, because my wife, look, she cooked a fucking great salad today. She'll take care of me. But if she falls off the wagon, I fall off the fucking wagon. You know what I mean? All I need to do with her is manipulate her into a fucking pizza. I did it yesterday. What did I do yesterday? I lied to her. I said I ordered a pizza. She's like, what? I go, I ordered a pizza. We'll get a pizza. It's coming now. She goes, when did you order that? I go, on the internet. It's coming. The pizza's coming. She's like, all right. I go, you have a slice, right? She's like, yeah, I'll have a slice. I go, good. Let's get a pizza. She goes, you didn't order? I go, no. I just wanted to fucking see if you'd be cool with it. And you are. You already said so. And then she was like, no, we're not getting a fucking pizza. I was like, fuck you. You already said you wanted some. But...
Look, dude, I've seen you when you're in those workout peaks and all that stuff. You're happy when you're doing that, dude. And I'll tell you something, it's annoying when you're doing it because you do it like an addict does it. When you do it all the way.
Yeah, that's annoying. What?
It's annoying to me, yeah, because you sit there and go, why do you eat that shit, dude? Fucking look at that. I used to eat like that. You're that guy. It's like, all right, you know, can I just eat this Whopper, please? Leave me alone.
Whopper. Fucking who eats a Whopper?
I remember one day we were on the road back when you used to take me out as your opener and then pick on me the whole time.
Yeah, that was years ago, by the way, and it was a few times. And you were a fucking just a moron back then.
Thanks. It could have been partly you in any way. There was no, you had no emotional damage or bad communication skills.
All right, maybe.
Anyway, look, no, I'm just fucking around. Listen, but you brought me on the road one day. We were in, where the fuck, I wish I could remember where we were going. Anyway, some fucking thing upstate, one of those goddamn SUNY schools or something, you know? And we went to this rest stop. I was eating Burger King, and you were eating, you had a fucking pile of meatballs and sausage from Sparrow's,
yeah,
and a breaded chicken cutlet, and you were telling me that that was somehow healthier than what I was eating.
Yeah. Well, it is because the carbs and the sugars.
Right.
And, you know, if, you know, I didn't have a breaded cutlet. It was, I used to get the meatballs and sausage from Sparrow's. And you could get, you know, that was, it, look, it, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's not as, it's still bad for you when you eat it as, at like that.
Right.
You know, but.
But you were in shape.
But
you were dropping weight.
I was dropping weight because of the carbs. You know, one of my things that makes me gain weight really fucking easy is carbohydrates. Carbs do not sit with me right. As soon as I eat them, my stomach gets bloated and I gain weight very fast. I can put on 10 pounds in 2 weeks. No joke. And it's just fucking, it just sucks. Like when you put on weight, you really can't tell, Joe. You can't tell, you know, you can see, you can tell when you lose weight, like you've lost weight, but you know, it's not like, you know, like I was shredded thin, my face, and when I put on weight, you can tell I just become bloated and fat, and it sucks, you know. But you've kind of been the same Joe DeRosa. Everybody's known your body type doesn't blow up the way mine does.
Right.
You can get a little fat, but it's not that noticeable, you know.
Right.
With me, dude, you notice it. You know, Fat Bob and Skinny Bob, and that's what sucks.
Why don't you go to a nutritionist? Dude, my mom is fat, and she went to a nutritionist.
I know.
Just, all right. Can you just be mean,
dude,
to me? My mom out of it.
Dude, we talked about this before. Every mom is fat. Everybody's mom is fat. My mom's fat, too. I walked in on my mom. Oh, that was fucking awful. We were up country, and I went into our bags were in her room that she was staying in, and I walked in, and she, you know, she was in her underwear and bra or something and whipping up pantyhose. I almost threw up. I was just like, my roly-poly mom just trying to fucking bend over and rip pantyhose up to keep everything intact. My mom used to be hot, dude. My mom was smoking.
Yes, my mom was an attractive woman as well.
No, my mom was hot.
Yeah, well, Bob, I choose not to phrase it that way because it's fucking weird, all right, when you say my mom was hot. It just sounds weird.
Hang on 1 second. My wife just yapped right over you, Joe. Sorry. What'd you say, babe?
When she was younger, in her teens, she got an offer to be a Vogue model.
Really? My mom was offered to be a Vogue model, top that.
You didn't know that about your mom, but Dawn did?
Yeah.
Why didn't you know that?
Why didn't I know that? I don't know.
Because it's not true, maybe?
No, it's absolutely true. Dawn talks to my mom more than I do.
You didn't? You never knew that?
No.
That she got that off?
No, I never knew that. But I don't talk to my mom about that shit. It's my mother. It's
You're
my
right. That'd
mother.
Be weird to open up and ask her about her life.
It's my mother. You understand what I'm saying when I say that? My mother.
Yeah, I don't get what that means. What are you doing?
My mom.
Yeah.
That's my mom.
Yeah, I get. I don't understand what you mean by that.
It's my mom, Joe. My mom.
So you don't talk to her?
No, you talk to your mom.
No, emphasize it and then I'll understand.
It's my real mom.
Oh, I get it.
Dawn just almost cried. I'm sorry, Joe.
Dawn, I didn't even get it. It's funny.
Dawn just went, oh, no.
My fake mom, you mean? Are we talking? Yeah, because we're like more like buddies and roommates than yeah, mother and son.
Yeah, of course.
Right, I got it. Yeah. No, well, she, before we get too off the subject, she went to a dietitian. And she just dropped 20 pounds, dude. And, you know, slow and steady, but it was like in a month she dropped like 20 pounds. And
right,
she, you know, she eats normally, dude. Like, she doesn't eat, she still eats carbs and shit like that. She's the same way you are, though, dude.
Yeah, I know.
She just takes on the weight. When she cuts out carbs, she starts losing weight like crazy.
Right.
And she has more energy and stuff. Like, she's very, I think if you went to a dietitian, you could get a diet. You got to shrink your stomach a little bit is the problem. But
well,
you know,
I know how to do it, bro, and I'm on the path. I'm, you know, I know how to do it. And I, look, it's 2 weeks. I gave myself the 2 weeks till the end of vacation to fucking eat whatever I wanted because I was quitting smoking. Because I don't, I quit smoking because I had to. I was done, and I didn't want to be 50 and quitting smoking. I didn't want to be that guy. So that's a fucking wrap. And the money, I can't believe the money. Smoking in New York City, it's $15 a pack.
Yeah, I know.
So the money I'm going to save is almost ridiculous. I have two cartons of cigarettes here that I'm going to sell. Get rid of those fucking things. And that's pretty wild, too. They're right behind me. I have a carton of two cartons of cigarettes, and I haven't smoked one. But I gave my... Anyways, I'm getting fucking sidetracked. I gave myself the 2 weeks. I ate like shit, whatever I wanted to. Oh, my God, did I eat, Joe. Did I fucking eat? And you don't even know what I fucking plowed down my fat face. But I'm back.
What did you eat? What was the worst thing you ate?
I went to the Keller House in New Hampshire, and they call it a 4-5. And it's 4 to 5 scoops of ice cream.
Jesus Christ.
In like a boat bucket. And then you add your own toppings.
What did you get?
I got cookies and cream, but it's dyed blue. All homemade ice cream, by the way. Vanilla and mint chocolate chip. But
Cookie
you know,
Monster.
Cookie Monster cookies and cream. Man, is it fucking is. Fucking
right.
Fucking shit, you fish.
And it's dyed blue just for the look. Not
it's dyed blue, taste. But it's the best ice cream ever. But then you walk over to this buffet of marshmallow and whipped cream and hot fudge and Jimmy's, and you put whatever you want on it, as much as you want. And believe me, I did. I'll tweet a picture of it later, what I ate. And I ate the whole... My brother's sitting there, too. My little brother, who's bigger than me now, you know, he's got fucking gorilla mitts and Popeye forearms because he actually works for a living. He got a 3-scoop, and he was, like, eating his. He's like, dude, there's no way you're going to finish it. And I looked over at Don. I go, Don, will you talk to this kid? Fucking dude. I wheeled that shit down and then ate some of his, and I had a bite of Don's.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, I know. I'm a fatty dude. I am essentially, if someone said to me, okay, here you go. We're going to give you a show for the next 10 years about eating. And you're going to go around the world and you're just going to eat and try not shit food, not bizarre shit. You're going to eat at the best, awesome place and eat. I'd be a rap, Joe. I'd be a fatso. I'd be a fat guy. Do you understand that? I'd be like, Joe, I'm done. I'd be fat. I wouldn't smoke. I still wouldn't smoke, but I'd just be a fatty. I'd eat whatever I wanted to.
But, Bob, do you understand? You're going to say, I know. Mm-hmm. But do you really know? Before you say, I know. It's psychological, dude. So much of this is psychological. There's no way after you ate all that ice cream, you were still hungry for more. Your brain is just telling you, the activity has ended. Keep the activity going. That's all that is, dude. So it's like if you could just whip your fucking brain into going.
Yeah, I know what it was. I know what it was. I didn't need the fucking 4-5. I could have got the 1-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But that's the battle. So you put the battle in perspective, and it gives you hope, I'm saying.
Look, what it is it's my way of rewarding myself for being bad. Hey, Diva, get out of there. My dog just tried to fucking drink my drink. Fucking cocksucker. It's my way of... I reward myself for bad things and good things. That's how I feel good in life. When I feel bad or when it's not enough or when the excitement isn't enough or it's boring or life is whatever or something good happens or I had fun or something bad happens and I feel like shit, I reward myself, whether it be with sex or food or drugs or whatever the fuck it was. It's just the way I learned how to do shit. Okay, so now I have to... When I said to you before, going back a long time, to feel pain, to sacrifice, I have to sit in my pain. Now, I'm not saying I have to sit there all day. Like, it was painful for me not to get a slice of pizza. I had to call Dawn and reach out and be like, I want a slice so fucking bad. I know I can't have it. She's like, just come home. We're going to have a salad. And I got home and I... Fuck me, and I got, and then it went away. But for that 10 minutes, 15 minutes of walking home, I felt just bad. And I could physically feel the pain of not rewarding myself and not eating that pizza that would make me feel good for that 5 minutes or 10 minutes of like, oh God, what a bite of the cheese and the sweet sauce with the crust. And then you bite into the crust and there's a little bit of sauce on the edge of it with a little bit of cheese and it's the perfect, and it crunches in your mouth. And then you look down and there's another slice waiting for you. And you fold that slice and the oil dribbles out the front lip of the pizza onto the fucking wax paper. And you wipe the top of the pizza, the bottom dry part of the dough, on that oil. And then you take that bite and you pull, oh my God. God, and that so I mean,
oh boy.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah, I think you need to go talk to somebody.
Well, I'm talking to you now, you fucking cunt. What are you sending me away for?
I'm not sending you away. I'm your friend and I'm here for you, whatever you need, but I think you need to go someplace.
More than you?
I think.
Like away?
Some sort of a shock thing to your brain will redefine the way you look at these things, dude. You just described my dick was tingling the way you were talking. I'm not joking. It sounded like I was listening to phone sex.
Ah, shit.
But why don't you eat that healthy pizza that you were ordering?
Yeah, that was good. I know. I can eat that. Look, here's the fucking facts. I'm back. I'm going to fucking lose weight. I'm back. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to take care of myself. You know, I'm trying to have a baby. I'm trying to fucking, you know, I'm trying to go to the next level. You know, it's such a fucking, you know, it's such a, you know, it's what we're doing right now, like with all the secret project and the book and all, it's like we're doing all this work and, you know, it's like you have to do this. And the same thing with food and quitting smoking and physically taking care of yourself or spiritually taking care of yourself, whatever that means to you. You know, it takes time and it's in the shadows and nobody knows about it and it's not glamorous. It's you know, you get little accolades here and there and that's, you know, and then all of a sudden you start to look good and that's when people, oh, you look great. What do you do? And then it becomes this big reveal and that what fucks you up is that reveal is now all of a sudden you're this guy. You're thin again and it's like, you know, well, you look great and it's like, fuck. And, I got to be careful, man. I got to be careful. I just got to be careful. I mean, I have to take away all the things that are bad for me. I can't do. And I'm 40, and I can't do it. I can't use drugs. I can't drink. I can't smoke weed. I can't fucking eat over. I can't eat crazy to make me feel good as a drug. Sex and porn and electronics and buying things. I mean, I'm an addict. It's genetical. It's genetics. Genetical.
Right.
I was going to say genetical.
I know. I wasn't going to say anything.
Well,
you're in a spot right now.
And you're the same way, Joe.
Yeah.
You haven't hit bottom on these things yet.
Yeah, no, it's, I do the same shit with all the stuff I do. And, it's tough. It's tough. I could be eating healthier than I'm eating out here. But I'm sitting there going, I gotta fucking drive here and I gotta do this. And so I'm just giving in to every impulse and just eating whatever I want.
To survive psychologically.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, you get a bag of fucking cupcakes for the car and you're fucking chomping those and you're eating potato chips. Right. And I had dip and chips in the car the other night like a fucking animal.
What, you're like at a party? Doing 65 down a highway?
Yeah, a little can of dip.
What are you going to... You had your own little cocktail party?
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Jesus.
The fattest thing I've done so far on the road is yesterday I went to the Arby's drive-thru.
Yeah.
And I got two roast beef sandwiches and you know, I got a meal plus an extra roast beef sandwich. And I was driving and eating the one. I was swerving all over the fucking road. I'm looking to kill myself trying to eat a fucking Arby's sandwich. I didn't eat the second one, but I shoved it down into like the door. You know where that like little plastic panel pocket on the door where you put like your cups and magazines and shit? I shoved it in there.
Jesus.
And it just sat there for like 4 hours while I was at this venue, and I came out, I ate it on my way home.
Oh my God. Oh God. Oh God.
It was all soggy.
Oh God.
Yeah, it was disgusting, man.
God. It's a sad fucking thing, man. It's sad. It's sad. And you know, that's the one thing. One thing I learned this weekend is that, first of all, family overrated.
Yeah.
All right? Family is overrated. Family gets used to you. They don't care about you, and they just care about themselves. Okay? That's why people go and get married and start their own family, because that's your family. That's right. What you give a shit. That's who cares about you. Your family, it's overrated. Okay?
Right.
That family you see on TV, go fuck yourself. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. In my world, at least. Maybe. And you know what I realized, too, is that white people love lakes. Black people aren't fan of lakes.
No.
They're not lake people.
No, they like the beach.
Yeah, they'll do the beach. They'll do the city life. They'll do Vegas, but they're not lake people. I was up there in New Hampshire, and it's white. And not because it's racist. It's just the woods and lakes is the whitest person in the world place. That's where white people go to vacation. And I'm not talking the people from New Hampshire that live up there year round. Okay, we get those people, the white rednecks, whatever the fuck they are. I'm talking the vacationers. They're white people, white guys. They all have the same stupid gray hair and the dumb hat with a, like, some company that they work for gave them a hat, and they wear that hat.
Right.
That they've been wearing for years, and the khaki shorts and the flip-flops and the fucking golf swick shirt and their dumb sons with their fucking haircuts and their stupid fucking friends and their dumb girlfriends and white, and, you know, Sobs. They own Sobs. Those fucking people.
Right.
And they have kayaks and boats and fucking tubing and fuck them.
What was the thing, though? You went off on a side. Was that the whole thing? I thought you were getting at a point about something.
I don't know. I just thought I just started hating white people for a second.
But you were saying something right before that about, boy. Ah, for Christ's sakes, never mind.
Well, I think I was talking about, I don't know, what the fuck. You were talking about eating food, right? And I was, I don't know what the fuck I was doing. You were talking about eating food.
Lonely. On the
sad
road.
And yeah, the family's overrated, what I said, except for those people. Okay, there we go. Well, yeah, well, basically the family, you know, those families. But their family's overrated, too. You think those fucking kids like them and all that bullshit? Family's just 3 days. That's what you can spend with your family. 3 days. And then get the fuck out.
Now, I grew up with around like families like that where everything was so picture perfect and whatever. But I got to say, dude, I run into those kids now and I'm like, man, you know, as much as I envied it when I was a kid that their family didn't scream at each other and didn't fight and everybody got along and their house was, you know, bigger or nicer or more cars or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah,
I look at it now and I'm like, man, I don't envy it, dude. I don't envy that I didn't grow up like that. I grew up in a challenging environment, but it was better, man. It was like I have a real fucking tie to my parents, you know.
All right. Well, you know what? I'd love to be born into money. I'd love my father to fucking leave me, you know, 1,000 acres of land somewhere. You know, that I could, I'm so rich I could donate to a forest service. You know, I don't know. I wouldn't mind the fucking cash. I wouldn't mind the fucking boats and the fucking lake houses and,
well,
you know.
But you wouldn't be who you are. That's my point.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a fatso addict fucking loser crying in his pillow every fucking night because he's fucking can't not walk by a pizza place in his
40s. Wouldn't be a comic.
Yeah, good. I wouldn't have to fucking deal with Twitter and a bunch of fuck. Be funny on Twitter. Be more funny. Fuck you. Fucking. If you're funny on Twitter, you're a fucking loser. You're a fucking idiot.
Jesus Christ.
You heard me.
All right. I take great comfort in the fact that I know I can drop out of this at any time and go pursue that life. I really do. Yeah, but I think about that all the time.
Yeah, but you can't. What are you going to do?
Sure I can.
What are you going to do?
Dad, I got a college degree, yeah. And I did something really weird and interesting for many years. I could drop out and go get a job in an office.
What did you do?
My friends work in fucking offices.
What'd you do? Weird and interesting.
Dude, I could go be a fucking editor. I could go be a video editor in a little production house that shoots like instructional trucking company videos and shit like that.
You know what's sad about me, dude? That you actually have thought this through. I have no plan B in my head, and you've actually thought about working at a little video production place, cute little town, and. Hey, the Dunkin' Donuts says, editing Dunkin' Donut videos. If you get robbed, yeah. You want to look at the guy. Make sure you measure him from behind if you can. But don't put your safety at risk. Fucking Joe, Jesus.
I'm not going to do it. I just get comfort in it. It's like when somebody says they have, I've heard people say before, they feel comforted by knowing that suicide is an option. Jeez. That's the way I feel about that. I feel like the fact that I could go work at a Blockbuster makes me feel okay.
Well, here's the deal. You can't work at Blockbuster because they're gone.
Okay? Then I work in that little candy shop that just opened in our neighborhood.
How great is that?
I'd love to fucking work there. Oh, dude, they got the coolest fucking candy. That place... I was actually mad when I went in there that I wasn't still a kid. I was like, where the fuck was this place when I was a kid? They had every candy in that store that I used to only be able to find at like weird flea markets.
Right, yeah, they got a fucking bunch of shit. But how sad is it that the video store had to turn into a candy store video store?
I thought it was sad until I saw that they have candy cigarettes. Dude, I haven't seen fucking bubblegum cigarettes since I was 10 years old.
Can we not talk about cigarettes, please? Jesus. No, I can't do the candy or the cigarettes, and you're fucking mixing them. Fucking asshole.
I got a phoner.
All right, listen, we got to go, but can we do something real quick before we hang up here?
Yeah, yeah.
We got a lot of fucking, to be honest, dude, we got a lot of donations, and I want to go through all the names real quick, okay? So, you know, we're basically, you know, on the site, people donate, and, you know, all these donations that we got, you guys, thank you, because it, you know, it helps us with, you know, going live and all the stuff we get by to make the sound better or to make it, you know, to be able to do this podcast more and keep doing it. You know, when we're on the road or whatever, like we're doing now, this podcast right now, Joe's fucking on the road and I'm at my house. So we're trying to get these out to you every week and they'll always be free. You don't have to fucking pay for a thing, but the donations are the shit. And we definitely appreciate you guys. And there's some people have donated twice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really fucking great. But I'm going to read through these names real quick. Anthony Edelbrock, Fabian Martin, Brenton Comox. If I fuck up your name, fuck you for being not American. I don't know what the fuck Comox is. Heather Graves, Brian Krasinski. Shit, I should definitely have you do this, Joe. Just stupid. Stupid. I apologize, you've Brian Krasinski.
Never read through anything real quick in
Matthew
your life.
Matthew Breen, Anthony Edelbrock. Anthony donated twice, man. Anthony.
Thank you,
fucking,
Anthony.
Absolutely, Anthony. Thank you very much, brother. Eugene Yusutami. I mean, he must be Japanese. Yusutami. Bob Pectel.
Pectel?
Littis.
Jesus Christ.
Bobby P.
Oh, boy.
Bobby P.
Is it Patel?
No, it's Pectelidis. Pectelidis. Milan Tomazakvic.
Are you joking?
I swear to God, you. Dude, can I please just send this to you? And you can read it?
Yeah, please.
Shit. All right.
Send it.
I'll send it, Joe.
Is that everybody?
No, we got to keep going. Where were we?
All right, send it. No, let me pick it up.
No, because it's going to take too long. It's going to take too.
These names are crazy.
Do you want me to send them to you? All right, I'll send it to you, all right? I'm going to email it to you. Can you get your email right now?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have Joe read these. God damn it, I'm a fucking moron.
Yeah, I don't think you're a moron. That last word, I don't even know what the fuck you were spelling.
Good, thanks, I don't know either. All right, you got the email, dude. So here we go. While Joe's waiting for the email, I'm going to thank all you people again. We really appreciate the donations. They do help out. We bought a nice mixing board today because of you guys, and the show is actually going live, which is a monthly. There's actually two monthly fees that go into keeping the show up, which run over $100, $150 actually, even more than that. I don't know the fucking thing. Like I said, if you don't want to donate, don't fucking donate. If you do, unfucking believable. You guys are going to be getting, I believe it's Heather, Brenton, Fabian, and Anthony are going to be getting my CD, Robert Kelly Live, not available in stores, and you'll be getting that in an email today, so check that out. And Joe, did you get the email?
Yep, I got it.
All right, so Joe's going to read your names. That's the one thing. If you donate $10, you get your name shout out. If you donate $20, you get the CD, and you get your name shouted out on the podcast. We'll do this, you know, once a month we'll do this. We're not going to do it every week. We'll do it once a month. This is the first time we're doing it. So, Joe, go through the list of people who donated to You Know What, Dude podcast now.
I got to start where you left off, right?
No, just go through it again.
Okay. Okay, yes, you're right. That is the fair thing to do. Anthony Edelbrock, Fabian Martin, Brenton Camo, Heather Graves, Brian Krasinski, Matthew Breen, Anthony Edelbrock, Eugene Yasutomi, Bob Pectolitis, I think is how you say that one. That one's crazy. Milan Tomasevic, Greg Citarella, Kenny Haruska, and Matthew Robbins. Thank you all for donating.
There's more. Keep going.
That's all I got here, kiddo.
Joe Trumbly, Christopher Brent Bender, Adrian Saddam, Kevin McLaughlin, Karen Wadawani, which is a guy, actually. I met him, a really good guy. And Robert Bloom. You are the shit. Robert Bloom. Thank you. And Anthony, you are the shit for donating.
And Jay Kurt Iverson at the very bottom.
No, he's my web guy who put the fucking PayPal together. Fuck him.
It says his donation was 67 cents.
Yeah. What a cunt. Anyways, that was just a test to put it up. But guys, thank you very much. Joe, thank the people.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Thank you so much. It really, this is amazing. I'm looking at it now. A lot of money here donated. Thank you for helping us make this work in the best ways possible. Appreciate it.
This money will definitely go into just keeping the podcast up and keeping the monthly fees up so that we don't have to fucking go poor doing it. But again, thank you. Joe, thanks for doing this test that turned into a podcast, which will be up on Monday, this coming up Monday. And hopefully we'll be doing this from now on, brother.
It was awesome, buddy. Thanks for having me, man.
All right. And I will, I'll talk to you later. Joe, you're on the road right now. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Tonight I'm in Atlanta, Georgia at the Warren.
This is coming out Monday, so...
Oh, Monday. So Monday night I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia at Sweetwater Brewery. Come through. It's going to be a good show. And then I have dates the rest of that week in North and South Carolina. Check JoeDeRosaComedy.com for details.
JoeDeRosaComedy.com, GloryHoleRadio.com for this podcast. And look out, because me and Joe might be going fucking live right like we're doing now any night in the next month. So look out for that. And make sure you check out my new app is coming out. We redid it. Made it simpler, better, fucking awesome. It's coming out very soon, in the next couple weeks. If you bought it, fucking thank you. Thank you for purchasing it. But the new one is completely 100% fucking free. So,
oh. Well, sorry.
Yeah.
Did I step on you?
Yeah, stepped on my fucking plug.
Sorry.
On the most important part, Joe. The free part.
Say it again. Sorry.
No, I'm
sorry.
Not going to fucking say it again. What did you have to... What fucking shit gig did you forget to plug?
I wanted to thank these guys.
For what?
Just finish your plug, goddammit.
No, go. Thank them. For what?
My new album came out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's called Return of the Son of Depression Auction. It's at number 6 on the comedy chart on iTunes, and I do not doubt for a second that doesn't have a lot to do with the listeners of this podcast. So thank you guys.
Great. That's awesome.
Seriously, thank you.
Well, that was more important than my app. It's not going to be out for 2 weeks. So
I didn't mean to step on
it. No, you know what? I know. It's okay. That was actually more important. Go buy Joe's new CD. Keep donating to the podcast. But more importantly, keep telling people about the podcast. Spread the word. I can't believe we're fucking in the top 100, but we can't break the top 20. Go tell your friends to go and get on it. Get on iTunes and fucking subscribe. Get your friends to fucking get this cocksucking podcast popular on iTunes. Let's go. Let's go, people. There's your fucking marching orders. Tell people about this goddamn podcast. Right, Joe?
Right. Right.
Oh, God.
Tell them.
All right. Goodbye.
What?
You're just the worst.
Why am I the worst? You just thanked everybody for donating, and then you yelled at all of them.
I didn't yell at him.
It
was a pep talk. It wasn't yelling. It was a pep talk.
All right.
It was a fucking motivated pep talk. Come on, people. Let's go.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Let's go.
I'll talk
Bobby,
to you later.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
See ya.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of You Know What Dude podcast on gloryholeradio.com. And make sure to check out all the other shows on the Glory Hole Network. If you're using the Stitcher app, type in the word fart when you register. iTunes users, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. If you're a real fan of the show and you want to show your support, go to gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly and hit the donate button. $10 will get you a shout out on the air. $20 will get you my first CD, Robert Kelly Live, not available in stores. If you have any questions, email me at robertkelly@gloryholeradio.com.